care why.
The task force, the task force on water interface has a much shorter history than the other three task force, because it was only formed in late 2011 or in early 2012, or something like that. The task force focused on land water or waterland interface in general. I make it very clear that it is related to a specific location, and it's being taken care of by the other three, any of the other three task forces, and it won't actually take care of it. So, you know, it is some general issues. Two of the major issues that been handled by the or into by the task force were A, the climate shelter, availability of climate shelter, whether it was adequate, because climate shelter obviously by law a substantial part of the waterfront along both sides of the Victoria Harbour. So that was one issue. And the other issue was landing steps, whether we had sufficient landing steps at different places. And because of looking into landing steps, it should explain all the issue of barrier free access and public landing facilities. And that was one of the two issues discussed in this last meeting, which was the Rose Bowl workshop, which was actually by prayer for this commission and other councils, because we usually have open meetings. But that was, in that meeting, we heard about progress made by a joint interdepartmental working group on how to actually establish barrier-free assets, which of course is quite a challenging job, bearing my public landing facilities within alongside a choppy harbour, but they actually have some good progress. Of course, I'm sure the task force, when it reconvenes, it will follow up on future progress. And the other issue discussed in the last meeting on June 19 was the issue of harbour protection ordinance, because that was the ordinance was enacted in 1997. And of course, all this year, ordinance remained the same, basically. But harbour expectations actually changed. And it was just basically just to understand more about any concrete conclusion. And I doubt whether there can be any conclusion, but it's still, it was very good that members understand more about the ordinance, especially on issues like overriding public needs and things like that, so that the inclusion didn't break on harbourfront issues at the waterfront that will help us in considering the feasibility or viability of ideas that come into play and constrain that this commission as well as the government in general are subject to in terms of when you want to build something or develop something on the waterfront. Okay. So that was the last meeting was a very short meeting, as they are very short before.
Okay, well, thank you. Overriding public need and the ordinance is something that's ongoing. We will need to come to that from time to time. We had a briefing in June. I think what we may need to do is come to a separate briefing from new members. I think it's an important topic, and it does haunt us, if you like, in terms of most of the things we try and do. So I think understanding the limitations it places on us at the moment, anyway. Just presenting a slightly more optimistic picture, there is a dialogue going on with Mr. Chu and the society about looking at a more liberal approach, if you like, to interpretation, which would enable us to do some minor works in the water and on the waterfront, which wouldn't necessarily fall foul, if you like, of the overriding public need test. So we are making progress. We do need to make progress on that front. Please, Paul.
I was at a meeting, so I won't comment on what has been agreed between the society, I wasn't briefed on this, but just an outstanding issue of a water interface task force. We know that there are some issues of interfacing between the task force that looks at the harbour as a whole for water and the individual area of geographic task forces. An outstanding item is the review of the terms of reference. We agreed in August 2012 that we would do so before the term ended, and we haven't done so before the term ended. The term has ended, and now we're so. I think we still have something that's an outstanding thing to do to review those terms of reference to see if we can do some fine tuning to make sure that how it fits and how it operates. So I just want to make sure that we progress with that.
Maybe each task force at the beginning of its first meeting, we just check up.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Make sure that there is the clarity going forward.
Okay. Now it's about the terms of reference. May have suggested for changes, and that can be reconfirmed at the next meeting. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.